Psalm 121, if you want to turn there in your Bibles, please. And I just want to be talking about trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. Psalm 121, 1-8. It says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts this morning. And this weekend has been a great weekend where we get to see the beauty of God and the beauties of the blessings of our universe. And I'm sure as you're looking up into the sky at the nighttime, or if you went to bed early and other people showed you what happened through the night, I just see that. Isn't that a beautiful picture, I believe, of the glory of God that can come down upon us? And we certainly would welcome that. Amen. That the glory of the Lord would fall upon this land and touch us, because we are a needy people. Well, anyway, this morning, I just want to talk to you about trusting in the Lord. And the fact that God is wanting us to put our trust in him. And so whatever may be going on in your life today, whatever you may be facing, that maybe there's been some anxiety, maybe there's been some worry, maybe there's just some things that has really got you upset. And I just think the Lord is saying, just trust me. Just trust me. And so that's what we want to look at this morning, to put our trust in the Lord. And that's what the psalmist was trying to get across to the people he was writing to at that time, that as they would come and seek the Lord and look to the Lord for help, that they would put their trust in him. And really, this psalm kind of became a song of motivation that encouraged people to put their trust in God for every conceivable situation and life. And it's good to know that God cares about all the details of our lives. He cares about the small things. He cares about the big things. And no concern, whether it's big or small, does not escape his attention. The Bible tells us, cast your cares on him. He invites us to cast our cares upon him, to bring all the things that are concerning us to him. 1 Peter 5:7 says, give your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. God wants to help us in all areas of life, and from small things to big things. Sometimes we just like to pray to God and talk to God about big things that are going on in our lives, when God is also very concerned about all the little things that are going on. And he is available, and he wants to help us to navigate throughout life. He cares about what goes on. Now, as this psalm was written, most of the psalms were really put to music and put to song. And a lot of times people would sing these instead of just quote them. And what was behind that is the people of Israel would journey towards Jerusalem and the temple. They would see the temple from afar, as the temple was set up on a hill. Sometimes the Bible refers to it as a mountain, but it's a very small mountain in comparison, especially to here in Alberta. But it was placed on a large hill. And so people could see that from a long distance away. And for Israel, a lot of the people, at that time, they associated God's presence with being on a mountain. For example, Mount Sinai was referred to as the mountain of God. And there Moses, he had his encounter with the Lord in the burning bush. It was also there where Moses received the Ten Commandments. And it was in this mountain where Elijah went, and he encountered the Lord on top of the mountain. Then another mountain that was held in high esteem was Mount Carmel, where Elijah had the showdown with the prophets of Baal. And we got to go to that mountain. We got to have a little message up there on top of that mountain. And you looked at the plains of Megiddo. where you would see it in the last days where that battle is going to take place. And so pretty cool place up there. So mountains, they were held in high esteem as places where one met with God. And even Jerusalem, as we said, was kind of referred to as a mountain, even though it was just a high hill. And yet, as you look to Jerusalem, you would see the temple. And as that temple stood very high for all to see. And so as people were traveling to Jerusalem to seek the Lord, seeing it from afar immediately caused faith and hope to arise. They were coming to meet with God. And that caused an expectancy to arise as it began to mull over in their minds all the things that God was famous for. And it's kind of interesting as you think about that, you know, especially in the earlier years of our civilization, churches, how throughout the ages were a lot of times built with this kind of a thought in mind that you could see the church from miles away, that as you were coming to church, that it would be an encouragement to you before you even got there, that you'd be starting to dwell on the things of God. And of course, that's where a lot of these steeples came from, just to, you know, point people to the Lord and encourage people to put their faith and trust in God. Now, we don't have any big steeple out here. We do have a cross, and the other couple of nights ago, there were some really nice lights that were all around that cross. It was pretty cool. But again, this is a psalm that we hope will encourage you as you come to church today to believe God that the needs that you have, the things that are precious in your life, will be met today. Because there is freedom in this house. There is freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So this is a psalm to encourage you. It's in a psalm to encourage you to trust in the Lord, to have a firm and a confident belief that God is able to meet your need. He is able to intervene in the situation that you are going through and able to bring a testimony even out of a trial. And God is saying to us, put your trust in me. And as we look at all the things that are going on in our world today, it can be really easy to be caught up in fear. And that's one of the spirits that's being released out there today to cause people to fear. And the Lord would say to us, put your trust in me. And so that's what we want to do this morning. I just want to go through this psalm to encourage you to keep trusting in the Lord. Well, the first area where this chapter talks to us about trusting in the Lord, it reminds us that the Lord is our helper. He wants to help us. He invites us to call on him for help. You know, our God is known as the famous one, the God who helps us. Psalm 121:2 says, my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I'm glad that they added that aspect on, who made heaven and earth. And there's a lot of things that are happening in the heavens right now. There's lots of things that are happening on the earth, but he's the one who made it. So we can trust in him. Our confidence should grow in our God when we begin to ponder that our God is the Lord of the universe. He's the Lord of heaven and of earth. He is the Lord, our creator, and he wants to help us, and he will help us. He is overqualified, when you think about it, for that job to reach down and to touch each one of us. Psalm 46:1. I'm going to refer to a lot of scriptures here this morning as well. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. I like how the King James puts it. He's an ever-present help in times of trouble. He's ready to intervene in all of our situations. If only we will ask him. He wants to help. And I don't know what situation maybe you're going through today, but I can tell you with confidence that there's a God that wants to help you and that he's referred to as the God of help. So yes, he wants to help you. You are important enough to him that he wants to help you and help you in your situation. And so I pray that confidence and expectation will arise for you today, that you would realize that, yes, you can trust God. He's going to work it out for you. He's going to work it out. And so we look to the Lord. for help because he is Lord of all things. He is Lord of creation. He is Lord of the universe. And so he's overqualified, as we said, and being able to help us. I like the testimony of Psalm 40. We're just going to read the first few verses. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me. And he turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and he steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in God. The power of a testimony. You know, it's so important to testify what the Lord has done that we might encourage one another to believe God for those same kind of things to happen in our own lives. But you know, as we pray to the Lord, he will hear us. He will reach down to us. He will lift us out of fear, despair. He will lift us out of the mud and the mire and the mess that we sometimes find ourselves in. He's able to put our feet on a solid rock again. He's able to give us a new song of rejoicing that we can sing again. Maybe you've been going through such a trial that you kind of feel, you know, I lost my song. I'm having a hard time to worship. I'm having a hard time to let praise rise again. Well, God can give you a new song. God can touch your despair. God can touch that hurt. God can touch that trauma. God can touch that pain. God can touch that mourning and turn it into joy. So let us have faith and trust in him. You know, in the New Testament, we are again encouraged to trust in the Lord for help. And not only to trust him, but to come before God with a boldness that he will hear us and that he will answer us. You know, we're not to shy away from coming to the Lord for help. We serve a risen Savior. We serve a Savior that sits at the right hand of the Father, who intercedes on our behalf and bring us directly into the courts of heaven. Hebrews 4:14-16 says, Since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we'll receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Come boldly. You know, a lot of times when we're going through trials, tribulations, or sometimes, you know, we're just not feeling the greatest. Maybe we're a bit down. Maybe we're a bit discouraged. And sometimes, you know, we don't come to the Lord with that confidence. You know, we're already feeling bad. And so it's just kind of a quick little prayer. And God say, no, come with confidence. Come with boldness because I am ready and I want to minister to you. I want to touch your very soul today. Trust in him. The Bible says the Lord is our helper. He will help us in our time of need. So may our faith arise and realize that, you know, as we're coming before God, he is the God who is our help. He's our helper. Of course he wants us to come. He's inviting us to come. Trust him, for the Lord is your helper. Then secondly, in trusting in the Lord, our faith should become stronger as we realize that the Lord watches over us. He is close at hand. He's watching. He's seeing what's going on in our lives. He's ready to intervene in our lives. He's ready to protect and guard us from the dangers of life. Psalm 121:3-5 says, he will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. So when you make the Lord your trust, he will watch every step you take. He will notice everything that is going on in your life, good or bad. He will know every detail. And he tells us that he wants to guide us and lead us away from things that are evil and lead us into things that are good. And he won't fall asleep. He won't go off duty. He will always be watching and being there, guiding us and leading us if we listen to him. Now, normally an ordinary soldier would be given the duty of being a sentry, that duty to watch over the encampment. But here the psalmist reminds us, he said, look, it is the Lord himself that watches over you. And I think that's a beautiful thing to remember, that the Lord himself is watching over you. He is taking that responsibility to watch over you. And so the Lord has a keen eye on everything that is going on in our lives. He wants us to make the right steps in life. He wants to direct our paths for good. So it's in our best interest to put our trust in him. A portion of scripture, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. I always remember that as a child, that being quoted over and over again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Trust him. Trust him with your life. God really wants to direct your life and lead you into the things that are good. You just need to trust him. Keep looking to him. Keep trusting in him. And actually, the Lord says, I am watching for people that will do that. I am looking for people that will actually trust me. I'm looking for people that are going to look unto me for their help. 1 Peter 3:12 says, the eyes of the Lord, they watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. Do you know that God is looking for people that will trust in him? God is looking for people that he can do great exploits through. If we will only trust him, he's looking for such people. And as he tells us, as we trust him, he will give us the attention that we need. He will help us. He'll bring the answers that we need. And so having God's attention in our life, hey, that's a good thing. You know, and God goes to great extremes to watch over our life. God goes to great extremes to encounter us and to speak to us and to show his love to us. You know, the Bible even talks about when we're in the womb, that when we're in the womb, even then the Lord is already having fellowship with us. Psalm 139, 15 says, you watch me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You know, it's a beautiful thing that when you're pregnant, that you actually come to church because God is speaking to that child that's inside of you. And then when that child is born and you dedicate that child, listen, they've already been hearing. They're already used to church. Some people say, I don't want to bring my kid to church because, well, he's just a newborn. Well, bring them while you're pregnant, and then they're already used to church when they're born. It'll become normal to them that they're listening and hearing and singing along. And so God says, I watch over you. Even when you're being born, even before you're born, I'm watching over you. He's still knocking at the doors of our hearts that we might experience him. And as we open up our hearts to Jesus, we come into that beautiful relationship where there's beautiful assurance, there's beautiful peace that can flood our minds. And just simply knowing that fact, God is watching over me. Trust in the Lord, for he watches over you. And then thirdly, when we make the Lord our trust, we need to realize that the Lord stands beside us. He is with us. He's close beside us. He is all around us. He's our Emmanuel. He's God with us. Psalm 121:5 says, the Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. So he is with us. He's so close to us that he covers us. He protects us. He's right beside us. And so we do not need to fear because the Lord is with you. He is with you. He's right beside you. Now I realize that no, we may not see him beside us. Sometimes we won't even feel that he's beside us, but it doesn't change the fact that he's still there. He's still there. He's with us at all times. And that's a good thing to know. You know, Jesus himself, as he was ascending into heaven, he wanted not just his disciples to know, but every follower of Christ that would come throughout the generations to know. He says in Matthew 28:20, be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So that's something that the Lord wants us to be confident about, that he is with us. He's right beside us. It's a promise that we see from Old Testament to New Testament that the Lord is with us. We do not travel life alone. He is with us. He is with us. And that theme is throughout Scripture that he wants to get it in our head. Listen, I am with you. I am right beside you. Psalm 23, the shepherd's psalm, beautiful psalm. Verse 4 says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, even though I go through the shadow of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. The Lord is close to us. He is beside us. He is always there. So when we get discouraged, we get down, we're even afraid, remind yourself, the Lord is with me. He is right beside me. He is walking with me. And that's a promise from God himself. So why should we put our trust in him? The Lord stands beside you. He's at attention. He's ready to help us. Look to him. Place your faith and trust in him. Because he really wants to assure us today, I'm here. I'm with you. I'm right beside you. Then fourthly, in trusting in God, we need to realize that the Lord keeps us from harm. The Lord really desires to be part of our lives and wants to help us and keep us from harm. But if we'll put our trust in him, that's what he'll do. Psalm 121, 6 and 7. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. When the Lord becomes our trust, he watches over us in ways that sometimes we don't ever know. We may not know until eternity all the things that God has saved us from, or an accident or whatever that God has spared us from, because he was intervening in our lives and we didn't even know. I think eternity is going to be quite fun, just listening and learning of all the times where God intervened in our lives and watched over us. And so in this passage of scripture is saying, you know, whether it's the dangers of the day, you know, talking about if you were out in the desert in the hot sun, or whether at nighttime, that's when a lot of crimes would usually happen. He said, I will keep you from harm. I'll keep you from harm. Keep you from harm. Proverbs 19:23 says, fear of the Lord. If you're going to have a fear, fear in the Lord. That leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm. Where does your protection come from? It comes from the Lord. It comes from him. So we don't have to live in fear, because the Lord is with us. And he is in the business of keeping his people from harm. Now again, this is a theme throughout scripture that the Lord, as we put our trust in him, the Lord's going to keep us from harm. Psalm 91, another famous psalm of the Bible that we like to read. Just going to read verses 9 and 11. It says, if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. Not only is the Lord with me, not only is the Lord beside me, he sends his angels to be around me and to protect me as well. And so when you're facing the things of life out there, or maybe you're facing a huge spiritual battle, you're dealing with a lot of demonic strongholds, you need to remind yourself, I am not alone. The Lord is beside me. His angels are around me. And so, devil, you better look out, because the Lord is with me. Amen? And he will not allow me to experience harm. So that's his desire for us, that we would experience no harm. Then one more. reason why we should trust in him. We're reminded that the Lord is with us and is with us wherever we go. Wherever life takes us, the Lord will be with us. Psalm 121:8. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. See, God, when we put the Lord as our trust, he will watch over us through life and through eternity. He will go with you wherever you go. And whether you travel, whether, you know, it's not too far, maybe you just travel to Edmonton. But maybe you travel to the other side of the world. Maybe one day you might travel in space. The Lord says, wherever you go, I will be with you. I like Psalm 139, how it puts it. We're just going to read verses 7 and 10. It says, I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, if I go in a plane or if I'm on a cruise ship, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I go where you go. That's a beautiful thing to know, that the Lord goes wherever we go. He's with us. He is with us. And you know, as we go through life, good choices, bad choices, you know what? The Lord's still with you. He's still there beside you. Even if we make those mistakes and do things that are wrong, he's still there. Sometimes that could be a good reminder for us that be careful where you go, because you're taking the Lord with you wherever you go. And so that should help us as well. But, you know, this is all meant to serve as a comfort to us. The Lord will go with us wherever we go. We don't leave home without him. Then the one final passage of scripture here to read, it's found in the book of Romans. And I think it kind of, again, just describes how much the Lord is with us wherever we go and whatever happens in life. Romans 8, verses 38, 39, it says, and I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or on the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that has been revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Why? Because he's with us wherever we go. Wherever we go, he's watching over us. Nothing's going to separate us from that promise that he is with us. And as we think about that he is with us wherever we go, we need to trust him. We need to trust him. And so this morning, on this beautiful Mother's Day, I hope that your faith has been risen or has been encouraged, that you might continue to trust in the Lord for everything. And I believe that he is saying that to us today. Trust me. Trust me. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in life, and if we're honest, we don't always trust the Lord. Sometimes fear gets in the way. Sometimes anxiety gets in the way. Sometimes, you know, life kind of gets in the way. And the Lord keeps reminding us, trust me. Trust me. So as we trust our God is able. He is able to help us in everyday decisions and everyday things of life. As we seek him, pursue him, as we pray unto him, he will respond. He will help us. The Lord is our helper. The Lord watches over us. The Lord stands beside us. The Lord keeps us from harm. The Lord is with us wherever we go. Trust him. Look to him. Celebrate him. Rejoice in him. He's a good God. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our trust. And he's inviting us afresh this morning. Trust him. He's got this. Trust him. Trust him. And if you're here this morning and maybe you're new to this whole experience of church or this whole experience of faith, well, know that today the Lord is actually reaching out to you as well today. And he's asking you, will you trust me? Will you trust me with your life? Will you give me your life? And I'll watch over you. I will help you. I will stand beside you. I'll keep you from that harm. And I'll go with you wherever you go. You can look to the Lord and he'll do that for you.